It's Ray Dillon's world. I'm just living in it. My name is William Blankenship. Welcome to my first audio book. Inspiration is like bathing. It's effective, but only for a limited time, which is why we recommend it every day. I don't know who said that quote, but I'm too lazy to look it up. I've been thinking about doing a series of these for a while now, but I was torn as to what subject I should tackle first. I figure the best subject to start with would be the one that brought me here, inspiration. You see, in this modern world of Twitter feeds and Google streams, it's very easy to get caught up in the BS, the drama, the sexy, the titillating, the things that you distract yourself with in order to get through the rest of your day at your job, or just distract you from your own unfulfilled potential. The good news is that with the internet, we can do what we need to do, which is seek out inspiration, rather than the stuff that brings us down and makes us feel like assholes at the end of the day. The reason I mentioned Ray Dillon at the beginning of this is because he's kind of the guy that inspired me to do this. He's always posting really inspirational, motivational, and positive videos, and he's honestly one of my personal heroes. Ray Dillon is awesome. If you're not following him on Twitter, you should be. There's other positive stuff that inspires me, like the Joe Rogan podcast, and some of the people that he has on consistently, like Joey Coco Diaz or Duncan Trussell. I also like listening to some more philosophical people for inspiration, like Alan Watts or Zhu Krishnamurti, who was the guy that they basically based Yoda on. The point of all these things is, these are things that I've had to actually actively seek out in order to stay motivated, stay inspired, and to keep from being a generally reactive asshole who's just seeking praise or applause for his work. I really like this song. Hey now, don't dream it's over. I also really like this song. And I don't mind who knows it, even though they're cheesy 80s and 90s pop ballads, which for a man is usually seen as pretty lame. The last time I visited my dad, I had told him about how I was listening to the same Tony Robbins tapes that he listened to whenever he was younger, trying to be inspired to start his own business. He basically said in so many terms that that's all and good, but I should be skeptical of any claims they make. This was probably close to 2 years ago. Part of the reason I stopped visiting him was because, due to that conversation, I realized he was no longer relevant to the kind of experience that I wanted to have. Whether he knew it or not, he would always diminish things that inspired me in the same sort of way. The reason for this was mostly inspired by his own failings at life. Haters gonna hate. The reason I say this is because I know everybody has those sort of people in their life. The kind of people that when you spend time with them, you just feel drained afterwards. You feel like you don't have any energy to do anything. Duncan Trussell calls them energy vampires. And it really sucks, especially whenever that person is part of your close family or friend, or just somebody whose feelings you don't want to hurt. Which brings me to my next point. Search out and interact with people who amplify your motivation.